Hey, this is Leticia, and happy whatever you celebrate to you. Is it just me, or does anyone else out there miss the good old days when people said, Merry Christmas? Happy Holidays just doesn't cut it for me. I know, not everyone celebrates Christmas. There are those that celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, and there are those that don't celebrate anything at all. What happens when you and your mate celebrate differently? I'd like to guess that the biggest conflict comes from the other members of the family, right? It would be a lot easier if we were all one universal color, one religion, and one big bore. I'm sorry, I fell asleep just thinking about that one. Of course, this is not how we think or feel, and the reality is that even if everyone in the entire universe were to date interracially, we would still never be all the same thing. So how do you get through the holidays that are supposed to be about love, sharing, and family when the in-laws or the other family, because it's never us, right, is hating being selfish and only thinking about themselves? Education and inclusion is my solution. It's been my experience that a lot of fear and rejection of people and their faith stems from lack of understanding. First, we must understand the difference in what our partner's beliefs are. Then, we alone attempt to have a discussion with our family to explain how important it is that we make our mate feel welcome and included in family traditions and celebrations. This is not an easy thing to do, nor is it one that will be pulled off at 100% the first time around. It requires research, patience, and lots of effort on all sides. It helps if you can rotate family visits. I realize this becomes difficult when friends and families live miles and sometimes even time zones apart. As with anything, proper planning goes a long way in a successful get-together. It's really you and your mate's responsibility to make each other feel a part of the extended family. Then there is always the choice to create your own gathering that reflects what you as a couple believe and cherish. I like to think that there are many families out there, besides my own, that would love the opportunity to learn something new about different cultures, traditions, and beliefs. It doesn't mean that you're trying to convert your family or even yourself. It simply means that you love someone else completely and enough to try to understand where their beliefs and faith come from. The best part of having a relationship is the getting to know and growing stage. No matter if you're the same race or religion, we all come to the table with differences that need to be understood, not necessarily agreed with, in order to go to the next step in that relationship. How many of us have totally different opinions than our parents? We still love and respect them. I think that it's all anyone really wants. So what do you think? This year, how about putting up 7 candles for Kwanzaa over the fireplace, a Hanukkah menorah by the window, and the nativity scene on the front lawn? Don't forget that including someone else doesn't exclude you. There is something to love in everyone, if you are willing and open to find it.